Okay, welcome back to Mindset Monday. I'm Gene Zanetti, your coast-to-coast mindset coach, bringing you the best available wrestling-specific information anywhere in the world. I'm Gene Zanetti from Wrestling Mindset. Okay, so we have championship weekend upon us. Some of us have had our championships. Some of us are still going. Nonetheless, we could always learn more. Like my dad always said, what's the biggest room in the world? What is the biggest room in the world? The room for improvement. You could always get better. Remember this, a tree is either growing or it's dying. So is a plant, so is a business, so is a person. And has everything to do with this critical question. Am I content with where I'm at, or am I trying to get better? We're not content, we keep going forward. You're either going on the right way, you're going down the right way on the train tracks, or you're going the wrong way. And at any point in time, you could just turn it around. Dad, you just missed your shout-out. I told everyone the biggest room in the world is the room for improvement. Okay, so championship weekend, we have a lesson of the week, the power of fight or flight mode. So we're going to give a quick physiological account for what's going on here. When our body goes under stress, what happens is it activates what's called the sympathetic nervous system. Now, bear with me on the science here. It's pretty straightforward. The sympathetic nervous system is the fight or flight mode. Our body's getting ready. It's preparing. It's mobilizing to either fight or to get out and run away. Okay, so this is a mechanism that's evolved over time for us, and it's there to protect us. So when we start to feel threat or perceive threat, we go into this fight or flight mode, and we have the same kind of physical reactions, the same kind of physical responses. Our heart rate increases, right? We start breathing heavier, sweaty palms, right? Our pupils dilate. Now, why does this happen? Well, because when our heart rate is moving quicker, it's pumping blood, it's pumping oxygen on the blood more effectively. Our hands get sweaty and they get cold because all of our blood starts rushing to protect our vital organs. So our body is doing something that's going to help us either fight or get out of the situation. That's the fight or flight mode. Now, how does this help you? You could interpret those same exact physical symptoms positively or negatively. That's up to you. How you interpret that fight or flight mode, it's going to be the same. It's going to be the same. The sweaty palms, the cold hands, the heart rate increases. You get those butterflies in your stomach, some racing thoughts. We start to feel warmer. Again, those pupils dilate. You could interpret that and say, I'm scared. I'm nervous. I'm worried. I'm stressed out. But you want to be like the best athletes. The best athletes look at those same exact feelings, those same exact physical signs, and they say, I'm excited. I have adrenaline. Or Cale Sanderson, he said, I'm spirited, right? I'm excited. I'm ready to go. So, and you know, this is nothing new. Mike Tyson's trainer, back when he was the champion of the world, Customato, when he was alive, he told Mike Tyson, there's two types of fighters, the hero and the coward. And they feel the same way before they go out there and fight. You know, a lot of boxing managers at the time, they didn't do that. They would say, oh, don't be scared. Don't be worried when you go out there. Mike Tyson's manager, he took a different approach. He said, yeah, you're going to be nervous. You're going to be scared out there because it's important to you. But remember the difference between the hero and the coward. They feel the same exact thing. The difference is how they act. So we can't always change the way we think. We can't always change the way we're feeling. What we can do is we can change our actions, right? Our actions change our attitudes. Our motions change our emotions. And our movements change our moods. So we could control the way we act out there. So, and it all starts by what we're telling ourselves, right? So it's what you call reciprocal interaction. Our thoughts impact our behaviors, and our behaviors impact our thoughts. So the causative arrow is pointing in both directions, all right? So we're going to get that fight or flight mode. If it's important to you when you compete, you're going to get that fight or flight mode. When I'm giving a speech in front of many people, I'm going to get the fight or flight mode. If you're in a job interview, if you're taking the SATs, if you're approaching someone who's attractive, you're going to get into that fight or flight mode. How do you interpret it? Are we looking at it and saying, I'm scared, I'm nervous, I'm worried? Or do we look at it and we say, I feel good, I have adrenaline going, I'm motivated, I'm spirited, I'm excited? And I think back to my college coach, Darren Schulman. He was two-time All-American from Syracuse, wrestled with Gene Mills. He was a New Jersey State champ from East Brunswick. And he used to talk about his matches. He'd go over glory days in the past, and he would say, you know, before matches, I'd get this extra strength. And I would crack up when he would tell me the story. He'd say, I get this extra strength when I was out there. And I was laughing because he's describing the same exact thing that most people interpret as fear, anxiety, worry, and all these things. But he interpreted it in a positive way. And go figure, that's why he was a state champ. That's why he was a two-time All-American, because he interpreted that fight-or-flight mode as a positive. So the same thing when you're taking a test, when you're in the job interview, when you're speaking in front of the class, when you're reading something in public, when you're approaching someone attractive, okay? Same thing. Interpret those physical signs as a positive thing. My body is getting ready. My body is going to help me to succeed in the task that I'm performing. See, if you know, if we didn't have that optimal energy level, if we didn't have that optimal arousal level, that's just like we wake up right away in the morning. You're not ready to compete. You're not ready to take a test. You're not ready to fight. You don't have that fight or flight in you as soon as you wake up. So it's a good thing to have that energy level rise. It's just simply interpreting it in your favor. And if you watch the interviews of the best athletes, the most successful people, watch their interviews. I love watching the interviews. You get a glimpse into their mindset. They constantly interpret reality in their favor. And I'm going to say that again because that's important. If you look at the most successful people, they constantly bend reality in their favor. Watch. Pay attention to these interviews, and you'll see that I'm right in these situations. I've seen enough of them. It's nothing special with me. I've just seen this over and over again. You pick up the patterns after a while. So interpret these physical signs as a good thing. All right, we get into that fight or flight mode. This is helping you get ready to take the test, to give the speech. You're going to be more sharp. You're going to be ready. You're going to feel good. Again, you can guarantee that's what Cale Sanderson's telling his wrestlers at Penn State, and they're probably going to take another national title this year. And I don't think it's a surprise. It's like they have very good mindsets. Listen to the Penn State wrestlers. Listen to their interviews. They have excellent mindsets. That's not to discount anyone else. It's just they know what they're doing. It's a pre-planned thing. They're not just making stuff up on the fly. They're focusing on things in their control. They're focusing on scoring points. They're not wasting energy on looking at rankings, records, seedings, predictions, none of that crap. They're staying in the moment. And they're pulling the trigger on their moves. They're focused more on hitting moves. They're focused more on scoring points than they even are winning the match. And lo and behold, they're doing a lot of winning because of that. Okay, so that is the soup of the day. Make sure we interpret that sympathetic nervous system, that fight or flight mode, the sweaty palms, the heavier breathing, the butterflies in the stomach, the racing thoughts, the pupil dilation, our body feels warmer. Look at that as a good thing. Your body is mobilizing and it's preparing for war. Especially in a competition, you want that. You don't want to just roll out of bed and compete. You want to have that good energy flowing in your body. It's there to help you, so start interpreting it that way. Okay, that being said, let's open the floor for any questions. So any of our callers either on the line, either on the phone, or if we have questions on our Facebook Live, any questions. So any questions on the phone, that will have to be star one.
I have a question.
Yes.
I just got off of competing in the postseason, and got injured. What would be some mental cues that you would use to help you when you came back after an injury?
Okay, so the question is mental cues. What kind of mental cues can we use if we bounce back from an injury? I think the first thing to remember, excellent question, thank you for that. First thing to remember is that a lot of people are banged up this time of year. Many, many athletes are banged up, whether it's sick, whether it's hurt. A lot of people have something wrong with them, or they're just worn down from a long season. So you're not alone. That's number one. A lot of times we feel like, man, I'm the only one not at 100%. All my opponents must be at 100%, and that's probably not the case. Most people are a little banged up and worn out physically and mentally around this time of year. So reminding ourselves of that first and foremost. Next, think of times. Make a list. You know, I'm big on writing stuff down on paper, making the lists, and that's think of other times where you were banged up, other times where you were not at 100%, that you were still able to compete well. Right? So think of some of your past performances. You know, there's four main ways to build confidence, and we have that, and we actually have more of this on Wrestling Mindset. We've even taken that a couple steps further. But the four main ways to build confidence is looking at our own personal past performance and past successes, looking at other people's performances and successes to give us hope. Our personal motivation, our personal confidence buttons, whether it's songs, quotes, movies that make people that make us motivated and confident, and finally body language. So when we're bouncing back from an injury, it comes down a lot to how do I have confidence that I'm going to bounce back okay? Well, first key to confidence, our past performance. Other times that you were banged up or you were not at 100%, but you still got the job done. Make a list of that. Number two is other people's performance, right? Think of other athletes who've come back from an injury. Now, the higher level you look at, the more athletes you're going to see that were hurt and they came back and they did just as well, maybe even better. I think of Kyle Dake. I think of Jordan Burroughs. Many, many athletes of all different sports. Make a list of all those people. And the reason there, normally we don't focus on other people, but we're doing it strategically now because those people are giving us hope. And how do we get hope? The acronym HOPE, H-O-P-E, hear other people's experiences. All right, so cute little jingle for you there, nice little acronym. We get hope by hearing other people's experiences. And if you want a second acronym there, it's H-O-P-E, hold on, possibilities exist. So we want to use that hope, right? Hear other people's experiences, hold on, possibilities exist. Okay, next, we have our own personal buttons. Thank you, Mama. So my mom just gave me a thumbs up. So like we said, our personal buttons for confidence. Are there any songs you could listen to? Are there any YouTube videos, flow wrestling videos that get you fired up and motivated to come back? So things that stir up the feelings inside you. I can get back. I can do this. I'm capable. We all have songs or quotes or people in our life that flip that switch for us. Get around those people. Read those quotes. Watch those videos. I know one of the things for me was I would keep a list of my favorite inspirational Bible quotes. I would keep that in my wrestling bag in college. And in between rounds at the tournament, I would look at that. And it would help me keep perspective to remember there's a bigger picture. And also just to remind me that I am capable, that I can get the job done. Okay, and then finally our body language. As I was saying before, our actions change our attitudes. Our emotions change our emotions. And there was one other one. I forget what it was now. Our actions change our attitudes. Our emotions change our emotions. And our movements change our moods. There it is. That's what happens when you stick with it. All right. So make sure you act like it's impossible to fail. Act like it's impossible to fail. Even if you don't feel like it right now, believe in yourself. Don't, you know, be tired, but don't look tired. That was something Zeke Jones used to tell us in college. Our coach over at the University of Pennsylvania, his team now, Arizona State, just won a Pac-12 championship. So kind of a funny thing that they're able to compete a week before everyone else competes in like the Big Ten, Big 12, EIWA, but I'll leave that up to you guys. But nonetheless, they won it. All right, so let's use those four things to improve confidence for injury. Very good question. Anyone else? If you're around, you could press star one now, or you could reach out to us on our Facebook Live.
Hello. Hey, yeah. Hey, this is Buck Watkins. Hey. I was calling to I got a question. When should somebody start the process of doing mental mindset into their program? Should it be beginning in the off season, preseason, during the season, or is there or does it not matter?
All right, let me repeat the question so the Facebook people could see it too. All right, so excellent question. And that is, so when is it the best time to start mindset training? And, well, the answer I'm going to give naturally is now, obviously. But the best answer is yesterday, right?
Yes, for sure.
You know what it is? The way I look at mindset training, I try to think about it the same way as strength training and technique. When do you tend to learn the most technique and strength? Usually in the off season. Right? Like in season, emotions are very high. I'm not saying, of course, it's very important to continue your mindset training in the off season. I mean, in season, of course, it's important to do that. But you want to start it, like, after the season ends. That's the best time to really do it. So a lot of athletes who just got done with their season this week, or they're going to be finishing up next week, it would really be best to start now, because, first of all, everything is fresh in your mind. You can, it's real easy to remember the times where you weren't confident, what made you nervous, because it's all fresh. You know, sometimes people start in, like, August and September, and what they'll tell us is, you know, oh, I'm feeling real confident. Well, of course they're feeling confident. They haven't competed in a long time. All they're seeing is their numbers go up in the weight room, right? So, in other words, that's not really helping us too much, and it's not helping them. So I would say starting right after the season, while everything's fresh in their minds, and we have a lot of time. We have a solid year until next year's state tournament to, you know, make a difference in a kid or make a difference in a team. It's just you have the full year. You know, we see it over and over again, Buck, where people they start, like, you know, we get a call in January a lot of times from people, and I'm not putting anyone down on the call if they came to us in January. Yeah. Of course, it's better than not coming, right? But you know, it's almost like starting your strength training or going to a wrestling club midseason. You know,
it's everybody wants a quick fix. And it doesn't work like that.
The quick fix, the magic pill, and we're not psychics or magicians or anything like that. You know, we're mindset coaches, just like a strength coach, just like a technical coach. You know, someone comes to your wrestling club, it's like, hey, you know, you could make the most improvement once they start right after the season. It's fresh in their mind what they need to work on, and the same thing with strength. You know, but the mistake a lot of people will make is right after the season, it's like, all right, I'm getting ready to, you know, start putting on muscle. And I'm not saying it's not good to strength train. It's just, you know, let's work on that mindset. So, yeah, good question.
Yeah.
Though.
All right, thank you. I appreciate
it. All right, good stuff, brother. Right. We'll talk soon.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
All right, team, great stuff. Hey, excellent questions. Everyone's been, it's been a great call. And Mindset Monday, we're going to be starting up Spiritual Strength a little bit earlier. Right now it's 9:20, something like that, close to that. So we're going to actually start up our Spiritual Strength call in 10 minutes. Normally we start at 10 o'clock. We're actually going to start at 9:30. All right, so 9:30 is going to be Spiritual Strength. It's going to be on the same line, and I'm going to be on Facebook Live. So make sure you call in for that. That's going to be a great thing. As we always talk about, be the total package, spirit, mind, and body. Right? If I say it once, I said it 46 times. You don't settle for mediocrity in any area of your life. We don't do it academically. We don't do it athletically. We don't do it in our social lives. Why in the world would we do it for our faith and our spirituality? So let's hop on that call at 9:30, 10 short minutes, grab a glass of water, go to the bathroom, do what you have to do, bring out a notebook, and join us there. All right, so that's Mindset Monday. Make sure you stay with us. Even the rest of the off season, we'll let you know what we're going to be doing with Mindset Monday. We might be making some changes soon, but definitely stay with us, Wrestling Mindset. Go to our Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, you name it, we got it. We're all over it. Make sure you go to our website, sign up for your free one-on-one trial session. As we just talked about, the best time to start Mindset is right now. Let's get on there, sign up for your free one-on-one trial session, and get on board with the program, Wrestling Mindset, all around the country. I'm Gene Zanetti, your coast-to-coast mindset coach from Wrestling Mindset. Stay with us, 10 short minutes, Spiritual Strength. Have a good night.